All right, it's good morning to you. Sorry for that. There was a bit of a technical glitch here that has to be attended to. But it's a good morning to you, and welcome to Tech Ego. And today we are talking about, we are just trying to investigate some of the weaponries some of the technologies in terms of weapons that are being used in the Ukraine conflict by the Russians. And not only by the Russians, but the Ukrainians also have some type of weapons that they are using to deter the Russian tanks. And I couldn't really get deeper into how far the Russians are now as far as Kiev is concerned. We will start with the ground forces. The Russians so they are using ground vehicles. The ground forces are using the ground vehicles, some of the sophisticated vehicles and tanks that also have some anti-aircraft missile system, and also they can also fire missile from tanks. So those are highly sophisticated tanks, but at the same time, the Ukrainians are also having Ukrainians are also having some weapons, like the U.S. made anti-tank javelins. Of course, we've seen the tanks, some of the Russian armored vehicles and tanks being destroyed by the Ukrainians. All right. So, in the type of technology you have doesn't really determine victory. It also takes the skills that you have in the war. It also takes a lot. So it's not about you having that ammunition or this. Of course, it plays. It plays a very important role in terms of how lethal and also how stealthy the weaponry can be. But apart from that, it also takes skills. And the skills and morale. And for now, we are seeing that the Ukrainians are not really fighting conventional warfare. They are not engaged in conventional warfare. They are more on guerrilla tactics. So they are using the hit and run. And that's why it is easier for Russians to have columns of tanks that are now approaching, or that were approaching the last time I checked. The last time I checked, they were approaching Kiev, the capital city. So because the Ukrainians are not using they are not fighting a conventional war like face to face or direct. They are hitting and they are doing a hit and run. Now, the Russians have deployed some of the T-72 tanks. Those are one of the latest, but they are not really much latest, but it's somewhat a latest technology that we don't even have in Africa. So the T-72 tanks are Russian tanks. But, of course, some of them have been destroyed by the Ukrainians using the Javelin. Or it's a U.S.-made anti-tank Javelin missile. So that is that's a missile to knock down the tank and destroy it completely. So there are pictures of tanks There are tanks that are burning. The Russian tanks that have been destroyed. So it's one of the latest T-72 tank has been destroyed. You remember during the Libyan uprising that the Italians deployed one of their latest war aircraft. It was also shot down in Libya, three of them. The Italian lost three aircraft. The Italians lost three aircraft in the Libyan uprising that were shot down. And not only that, of course, NATO assisted the Libyan rebels by that time with a lot of armored vehicles that were also hit by the Gaddafi government forces. And it took them almost a year, I think, to get to Tripoli. So they've been hammered, or if not a year, it's 6 months. Because around September, if I'm not mistaken, September, October, or November there, in 2011, that's when Gaddafi was killed, and the defense minister, they decided they are not going to be captured. They would rather fight on. So, but the Russian tanks have faced resistance. The Russians convoy, the tanks and armored vehicles, they have been under somewhat stiff resistance there in the town of Glakov. That is a northeastern town. That is a northeast town of Glakov. That's just that town that is near the border. The Russians have been hit there, and there are some tanks that have been destroyed. Of course, using this latest U.S. Supplied Javelin anti-tank missile. So apart from the tanks, the Russians have also deployed some aircraft. They have also deployed some missiles, not missiles but aircraft rather. So forgive me for that. They've deployed some aircraft. It's just a range of them, quite a number of them. They are aircraft that is capable of firing air-to-ground missiles. That these missiles are guided. So, and they are also using what we call cluster munitions or cluster bombs. These cluster bombs are not allowed to be used in war, according to the convention or the international law. They are prevented, or they are stopped from being used in a war. At least 100 countries have signed, ratified that law. But the Russians are using these bombs. A cluster bomb is a container containing a lot of mini explosives. So it's an explosive container that also contains a lot of other mini explosives. Like maybe you can have 1,000 of small explosives. So once it is dropped, for example, in a suburb such as Ochomise, those small fragments or bomb fragments can go up to Okuliangaba, for example. So thus, they spread. They keep exploding. They keep exploding. So they are not. These type of weapons are not allowed to be used in a war. But I always like to link things together. I remember in 2003, America used these cluster bombs in Iraq. America used this type of cluster bombs in Iraq. Actually, they were one of those weapons that were used to pound Baghdad. So they were used to pound Baghdad. And by the time the U.S. infantry division reached Iraq, reached Baghdad, Baghdad had already been destroyed by the U.S. Air Force. So these are small, it's a container that contains a lot of sub-munitions. So which means they are sub-munition, which means there is a main munition, which is the container itself. So this one also explodes and then spreads out the sub-munitions, like those small bombs, and then they spread forth and they keep exploding. And so they are very, very lethal. So this is a lethal bomb. It's a lethal bomb because it has the potential to destroy quite a large number of people and destroy quite a large area of a large area when dropped in a place. So the Russians are using this cluster bomb. And yesterday there was a missile that hit one of the Ukrainian bases, killing 70 soldiers. That's it's a surface-to-air missile that was fired. Now, they are saying that around 70 fixed wings bombers, that those are type of aircraft, 75 fixed wing bombers have been used to attack. Those are aircraft have been used by the Russian Air Force to attack Ukraine and aimed to degrade Ukraine's air defenses, destroying ammunition warehouses and bases. So the Ukrainian airfield the Ukrainian airfields are at the mercy of the Russian Air Force. So right now Ukraine really has no power as far as the air is concerned. And like I said, they are not engaged in a conventional war. They are using hit and run tactics. And of course, the president of Ukraine requested for a no-fly zone to be imposed on Ukraine to prevent the Russian Air Force from flying on the Ukrainian Air Force or airspace. But who can impose this? Who can impose a no-fly zone? NATO does not have power over Ukraine because Ukraine is not part of NATO. Neither does the European Union have power over Ukraine because Ukraine is not part of NATO. It's not part of the European Union. So what they are doing now is to just impose sanctions in solidarity with Ukraine. But none of the countries will deploy its soldiers on the Ukrainian soil. Now, having said that, also yesterday we heard that the Ukrainian president was asking for the asking for a document, a membership document, so that he may sign it to become a member of the EU. So it gives him a little bit of hope that once he becomes a member of the EU, at least maybe that will deter Russia from attacking an EU member. But from what I've got, little information that I've, when I've made my research, I found out that it is actually a long way for, it will take a long way for Ukraine to be a member of the European Union. It will also take a long way for Ukraine to be a member of NATO. So that it leaves Ukraine into a dire situation. And the only hope that we can have now is the diplomatic window that is open, the possible talks, the possibility of talks between the Russian and the Ukrainian officials. Maybe there will be an agreement of any of some sort that will see a ceasefire. If not, then Ukraine will be is going to be at the mercy of what Russia is going to do. So the Ukrainian airfield outside Kiev was also hit by the Russian attack helicopters. So they also have a helicopter that crashed. It was not shot down, it crashed. So which means one of the Russian attack helicopters crashed. So they type of helicopter that is being used, they are called the Mi-8 attack helicopters, and those are some of the latest helicopters that were made in these recent years. So they are using air power to hit targets. They are saying they've already made clear that they are not targeting civilians. They are targeting military installations. They are targeting Ukrainian military installations. Right. So those are some of the technologies that are deployed into as far as the weapons that are concerned. And then we have artillery. So the Russians are also using some artillery. They are using just to mention a few here. They are using short range ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. They are using high power artillery. They are aiming at knocking out Ukrainian military targets. So they are using artillery, and of course that is high power that were assembled around the borders of Ukraine recently, and they are using short range ballistic missiles because they can't use medium range yet. They will need to, they cannot use long range and medium range, but they are just using short range. The other time I checked, a short range missile can hit within a kilometer, within 250 kilometers, from the target. I mean, from the launch point, to its target. So it's 250 kilometers depending. That can be a short-range missile. So But the senior U.S. defense official here says that the Russians so far has launched around 160 missiles in Ukraine. That includes that includes short and medium range missiles. Or that is not only missiles, but they are ballistic missiles. Ballistic missiles are quite large, and they can do intensive damage on the target. So those are some of the technologies that Russia is using to attack Ukraine. So this war is both on weapon, and it is also both cyber. Like we heard yesterday, the Russians warning the people to leave Ukraine, and they give them a designated point. They say, when you leave, those are the civilians that are warned by the Russian army or the Russian defense ministry that they should leave Ukraine. And when they leave, they should leave at the point. They should use a southern designated area from the south. They should leave from the south. So that is a designated area, because the two centers that the Russian army wants to strike in Ukraine, that they are saying is being used to launch cyber attack against its outlets and also government entities from Ukraine. Right. It is 26 minutes to 10, I mean to 12. Let's go for a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times, which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. This is the show that's designed to crack you up and make you think at the same time.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
Yeah. We continue. Now, if you want to be part of the conversation, you can come through. That is 0832-888-401. That's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. We are just looking at some of the technologies, some of the technological military hardware that is being used in Ukraine, if you like. And at the same time, I can also tell you that the Ukrainian army, having fought for 8 years almost fighting the separatists from the east, especially the Donbass region, from the little information that I've gathered, you know, I'm interested more in military studies, though I did not really get a chance to practically study. But I think I have some knowledge due to some research I was actually allowed to make, to do. But the Ukrainians have some advantage. In this war, they are at least better off compared to the Iraqi army in 2003, because the Iraqis were under sanctions for 41 years at the time. Almost. So they were not that much equipped as compared to the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians got much weaponry. They got weaponry from the UK, the Germans are even supplying them with better arms. And they have allowed countries that buy weapons that are German-made to supply weaponry to the Ukrainians. So they stand a better chance to actually resist the Russian army, because also given their the geographical location, they also have an advantage to understand who the Russians are in terms of how they fight the war. But at the same time, overwhelmingly, the Russian hardware and military, and I mean hardware, Russian military hardware and human resource has overwhelmed the Ukrainians. And thus they request anybody to join the war, whosoever is able to fight. Eagle FM.
Yes, Mr. Nengera, good morning.
Yes, morning.
How are you?
Fine, how are you, Uncle Bon?
Fine. Yes, yeah, it's true. I just want to add a bit on the issue of... I don't know, I'm also not really aware on the latest ammunition technology and those that they are using now. Like I was saying yesterday, from the time he came to this Kwito Bwanabara, I'm just picking up to that for a moment. The equipment that the East has developed, which we were using during that time, were actually not comparable to the one that of the West by then. That's why it was easy for us to penetrate and also to detect, even by using those ordinary aircraft ladders. So we could detect their missiles and all these aircraft, the aircraft and all these kind of things. But as of now, I don't know. And looking at what you are also saying and what I'm observing there, so it's good that the Russians are actually allowing the civilian to go out. And I respect their view that, yes, they can't just bomb anything, but targeting the military installation, demilitarize it and neutralize it and things like that. And this is what is actually happening there. So the resistance might also be of the moment. And I love actually the resistance to them is actually of the moment. I mean, the Ukraine to resist the Russian to come forward, which is a good thing because and there's no really war that is really just fought randomly there. So it's a selected kind of an approach, which I respect much, so that they don't just afflict more casualty on the civilian. That's a good approach. So lastly, so when we were, this Western, because all along, Namibia, we have always taken this neutral position. This is good. Because even when you look at their country, even now what they are debating there, because Russia is the one who is chairing one of those platform. I don't know whether it's a United Nations Assembly or one of those resolutions or UN Resolution Security Council. I don't know which one is which, where the Russians are chairing. And it would be very difficult for now Ukraine to request for that. But that is actually the condition that Russia is against. For you to apply for the membership this time around, and people are negotiating on the table that you cannot do that because of the security reasons. And then what are you then trying to do? Is it going to go through? Because these 13 countries who are abstaining, and even the country, yesterday I asked a question about the country that were on the side of the Russia. I've seen them here, and I support them, I congratulate them. Let's be on that side, because these Americans sometimes, I'm not of the war, and I'm not happy that people are dying there.
All right, Uncle Buena, you have spoken quite lengthy discussion there.
Okay. No, I can finish, I'm done.
Do you want to be my guest?
No, I don't want to be my guest, because I don't have much information to analyze this thing. This is just my own thing.
All right.
So, let's be on the side of the Russian because of the American aggression.
No, we don't really want to. I will even want to ask you to withdraw that statement because
I am on the side of the Russian.
Yeah, no, you can say you, but don't say let us.
I know they all the loving, peaceful, loving people will be on that side.
No.
Because we have never been on the aggression of the.
Yeah, but
on the side of the aggressor.
This is a neutral platform, Uncle Buena.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I'm not that neutral. I'm on my opinion. I might be neutral, but what I'm saying is that my opinion is that I am on the side of the peace.
Yeah, no, you being on the side of the Russians is fine, but what I want you to withdraw is a sentence that you say, let us be.
Oh, including you. But I know you are also a loving, peace-loving person. So let me withdraw that one, but all I'm saying is that we are using the communal system here, which is benefiting the African, the Russian, and the Eastern.
Yeah, no, I want you to withdraw it again. Because we are neutral.
I say we.
Yes.
I was just trying to be on the side of those 13 countries who abstain.
Okay.
In those kind of things, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this one is a neutral platform where everybody is allowed to express their views. But I'm not going to allow you guys to come in here and tell people, let us be on this side. Those are personal discussions that you can have in your closet. But this one is a neutral ground. Just like we don't allow people to campaign for anybody's political party or to use this platform to draw people to any religion. So when it comes to this type of aggressions, we maintain our ethics and morals as journalists and also as presenters. That must be something that is clear. And of course, we take to task some of those things. Igal FM.
Yes, Mr. Frank.
Yes.
How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I just want you to balance me real quick here. We have some few questions regarding Russia. Okay, I want to know. To my understanding, it appears that, because I'm every day doing research, it appears that the thing of this Ukraine and Russia, it started in Ukraine itself, something that was kind of like that's similar to civil war. But it was not like the whole country, it was just like part of it. Somewhere, the border side. Because just like we have the Kwanyama people here, that side of Angola, and then those one in Angola. So the bond, we are in different country, but we know we came from that side. So it seems to be like there were some Russian people or Ukrainian people that loved Russia. Now, these people now, I think they were fighting, in place of fighting, Ukraine was trying to, somehow they allowed NATO nations to be there, and maybe they were also kind of fueling some tension between these two. And to my understanding, when the thing escalated from that other side, and Angel Putin has been trying to reach out and say, okay, let's do this and this, but they were kind of like being ignored, even by the president. And Angel Putin was angry at the fact that the way they were doing those firing missiles, maybe Angel Putin know that this one cannot be like ordinary civilians. Just like Boko Haram in Nigeria. You know, something is behind that. You cannot be just criminal, normal criminals, but you are even defeating the army. It should be someone behind that. You see, these guys, they are trained. So now Angel Putin came in and said, it seems like you have NATO guys there. And you know, NATO organization, they are trying to build military camps in every country in the world. And that's what Angel Putin is against. So, that's how the thing started, according to my lesson. Just tell me if it's correct, because I want to know, so that people should know that Russia here, what is Russia trying to do? Maybe just trying to bring freedom to, like, in the world. Because these NATO people, they are, I don't think the Americans, they love this country. Because according to what I found out also, they are saying, like Ukraine and NATO nations, they are supporting same-sex marriage, you understand? And they are also sponsoring this gay association. So we don't need
that,
to.
Is that based on information or is it speculation?
No. It's real. Like Ukraine, like the whole thing is like NATO nations like Germany, USA, United Kingdom. They are trying to say, they even want to legalize same-sex marriage. And you know, these countries,
they want to legalize it where?
No, everywhere in the world, even these associations, they say association that is funding gay association here, like when they want to take the government to court.
Okay, now you are mixing things.
Oh, okay. No,
yeah,
that's
so,
what...
Yeah. I'm afraid I cannot keep you long here because we need to share time. My time is very limited.
Okay, but the last question. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, my conclusion is that we must understand that first of all, Russia, they have never had bad history with African countries. And like I'm saying, one of the small things that Uncle Putin is against is when he's saying that these NATO nations, they are coming with lots of bad things toward the world. like things like supporting same-sex marriage. And the way those guys, they are trying to say, like, you know, the Americans, what they are, I think their plan is like this. They are trying to destroy Africa's churches and gay associations so that maybe in 10 years, we will not having more men. Like, men will be turning to gay. And that way, they can also control the population. Because men marrying another man, they won't be reproduction, you understand?
Let's leave that one there.
Yeah.
Let's share time.
Yeah, but when you make the program to make the people understand that there's no way we the Africans, like Uncle Bana said.
Yeah, no, we'll come back to that tomorrow. We'll start with your question tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I don't really want to go into the issue of gender and all the stuff. I think I made it a policy. Gender issue no go to me as long as it's unless there is a peculiar reason why I should get engaged into that discussions. But we don't need to mix the issue of gender in here. Let's talk about the current situation that is Ukraine, Russia, and we look at the military hardware and technology that is being used there. And tomorrow we'll come and do the business of war, and that's the economic side of war on this tech, so that I think we'll be capturing this tech show, that we discuss a lot of, as far as this conflict is concerned, as it manifolds. We are also coming to investigate the SWIFT, serious it is. Well, you can come through 083-288-401. That's a number in studio.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my catatura member.
Eagle FM. Hello?
Yes, Frank.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Very good. I didn't follow very well, but I have listened to the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the program is everything to do with the situation that the country, the world is finding itself now.
Yeah.
You see, maybe I should just give my part of what I have understood from the caller.
Mm-hmm.
If he was on course with the program.
Yeah.
Maybe you could confirm that.
Let me hear you.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. The issue is like this. You see, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. It's everyone else has their right to run the situation the way they want to. But if we are to stand for peace in the whole world, seriously, as a world, we need to start condemning the Westerns and the organization of NATO. This NATO is a threat to peace. Because what they have done compared to what the Russians are doing now, is very, very distinction between this. We can talk of Libya, Iraq, Syria, and many other countries. You are not mentioning Russia there. You are mentioning NATO. But if they are truly standing, we want the definition of peace from the NATO nation. What peace are they really promoting? Other than wanting to control the whole world, wanting the whole world to listen to them, wanting them to be the bosses of everything. We should seriously be serious, especially as Africans. We should know when there is peace. Peace is not about the bribes and the money that they are offering. They are not the only nations that can develop the world. They are not the only people that can offer financial assistance. Why should we be bribed by nations because we need financial assistance? Now that we have signed agreement or something that they are giving us money, we should pride them. We should think about them. It can't work like this. The world should unite and look the direction what we really need as people in this world. It's not necessary that we cannot go forward if we start disagreeing with the people. They will come to their knees and say, look, we are now reverting some agreements that we have done. We should clear up, or we should have agreements that benefit everyone. Because it seems like now everyone else, they are selling their souls because of the aid that they get from these nations. But if you are involved in stabilizing the world, we cannot continue to agree with the Westerners and their NATO organization. This is not good. And I think the step that is taken by Russia is probably there to protect the whole world, to protect this ambition of the NATO nation. Russia have never, in the history, they do have a little misunderstanding, but never. We cannot say it can be compared to the NATO nation. It can't work.
And all right. All right. My time has come to a serious halt. Hold your thoughts. Let's talk about it tomorrow again. And tomorrow I want you to listen, because we are going to go into very deep, interesting discussion.
Yes, Mr. Franz. Thank you very much.
All right. This type of development, it's developing very, and it's topical right now in the world. We can talk about this in more, and we see how much lesson we can do. As Africans, from this Karatagoma that is in Ukraine. But let's go for a short break, and after that, I'll come and say my goodbyes.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times, which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken. Some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work.
All right. I hope my ears will not lie to me. Mm. Because some people say, if I say my eyes will not lie to me, some people will faint. So let me use what...
Franz, it's not nice to make blind jokes around us, man. I can't. I don't want to go to hell, please.
Which you to go to? Actually, people who go to hell are those who don't want to accept
that we can make these jokes? Oh,
So if you don't accept who you are, then anybody who's talking about blind, you get offended. Because you do not accept it.
Mm.
Yeah, but for me, being blind is a stepping stone. It's actually better than...
Please, you're not going to insult us like that.
No, I mean, to be honest with you, if people would choose destiny, I would still have chosen my own.
Because you don't want to see the problems we're seeing or what?
Not really, but I don't know what to see, how important it is.
So I don't.
It's not something that is something that I can long for because I don't know it. So I didn't lose it.
Well, I'm just here to tell you that I'm very beautiful, and I'm the most beautiful in this.
Yeah, but they say that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Exactly.
So if the beholder is not there, then the beauty does not exist.
Well, you can hear I'm beautiful, Moss. But anyway, thank you so much.
Right. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, friends.
Right.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commanders say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Mwakati korubede rohude undi, ora tienjo o ikel FM ayalida era karaimba mbehina raka. Tuahanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuliro, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira ohunga no mamu ino woye. Kukusha ora tienjo o ikel FM ayika onje kumurungu no mekulisiro woshiwana. Matu hepa oru ya meto roye, moshimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombuze no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatoyo ye yodoranda efere, no i waeleta, omblu waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomu alanji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miaro kona ombona inji rukwao, onora, Ohambondatu oimwe. Ombali odonora mbali. Oime. Oimwe. Odo ine mbali. Po hinda no EFT. Po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House. Kombanga njyo kamuti FNB. Ombranch ko utenji. Ombali. Ohambondatu. Onora. Oimwe. Ohambombali. Ombali. Mosho mwise. Miarka no branch ko utanjo. Ombali. Ohambondatu. Onora. Oimwe, ohamombali, ombali, moshomise. Wakao namba kumuhitiza shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Onomora kumuhitiza shimaliwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Unguliza oemeila, po onomora yoye, or show all friends are you here.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commanders say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM. The I.